The southern state of Tamil Nadu is suffering its worst drought in 140 years, affecting an estimated 3.2 million farmers. The protesters are demanding loan waivers, drought relief, and pensions for all farmers in a package that would cost about $8.2 billion. Braving temperatures that often reach 43 degrees Celsius, the protesters have conducted mock funerals, partially shaved their heads, consumed mice, paraded naked in front of the Prime Minister's house, and rolled their bodies on a boiling hot macadam. Swami Malay Vimalnathan explains why they are conducting such a unique protest.
To draw the government attention as well as to make this awareness among the farmers and public. That is why we are agitating in all ways. We are the farmers, we are the backbone of our India. That is why in different manner we are agitating to draw the government attention.
The protesting farmers have already demonstrated that they're willing to stick it out for the long haul. Five farmers went as far to cut their hands with razors, while others bought the skulls of loved ones they said had committed suicide in desperation. With these actions failing to catch the government's attention, they have resorted to eating dead rats and grass. P. Ayakannu, 72, is a protest leader.
We are sitting in the road. We are also sleeping in the road. We are also eating in the road.
We are begging the government till our demand is fulfilled. We will be here or we will die here.
For over a month now, these farmers have been demanding a set of measures that remain unanswered by the government. Karthikeyan Shivasenapati, a farmer from a local cooperative, says rural distress has forced the farmers to take this step.
I don't know what's going to happen to them. I believe it's fair and just that they are protesting for a very just cause, not only for themselves, for all the farmers of India. Continuously, the government of India, not only today, for the past 6-7 years, have been giving lots of corporate write-off to corporate companies, but the farmers' demands are peanuts compared with what India can do for them.
Tamil Nadu is facing its worst farming crisis in decades due to a lack of water, low rainfall, low crop prices, and dwindling access to formal credit. Since October last year, over 150 debt-stricken farmers have committed suicide after the government officially declared a drought in the state. Murugeshan, a farmer from Thanjavur, often referred to as the rice bowl of Tamil Nadu, is distraught.
No minister is bothered about us. Apart from the lip service, they want us to stop our protests. Only then have they promised to look into our demands. It is very discouraging.
Given their fiery determination and resolve, the farmers arriving from Tamil Nadu have halted their protest over the weekend. But they have promised to come back in greater force in May and with more novel tactics if nothing is done to help their situation. Murali Krishnan, RFI, New Delhi.